Radio Hub. Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, a monthly look at radio markets across the USA and beyond. For December, John German of Elmira Heights, New York, sent in a sampling of AM stations from the NRC convention site in Batavia, New York.
Hello, all you DXers. This is John German of Elmira Heights, reporting for Market Scope. I'm going to give you a band scan from Batavia, done from Thursday, September the 2nd, Friday to September the 3rd, and September the 4th on Saturday, covering from 5:30 to 15:20. One of the stations I could not get would be 1440, unfortunately, and that is WJGL Niagara Falls. 5:30 is CIAO. I'm going to give you just a sample of their ethnic programming. I believe it is Spanish. WGR is quite a strong station.
Great, thanks. Long-time listener. I just was a little concerned. I was telling Jay Stu, I've been hearing the rumors that you might be taking over the Late Lake Show for Kilbourne, and I just wanted to make sure that you wouldn't be leaving us on the radio. And a better suggestion, I thought, is we need to get rid of the old man Madden on Monday Night Football and then team up with your buddy Michael. And then I might start watching Monday Night Football again. I think you would be a perfect fit for that. Just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that. Love your show.
Dave Bryan, thank you very much for your concern.
590 on the dial is CKEY Toronto, known as Fan, F-A-N, Sports. They do sport talk.
I always wanted to ask you this question. I've heard you interviewed on this station and other stations before, and you have a good rep in hockey, obviously. You've been a lifer. But why, when you wake up in the morning and you have to deal with the headaches of maybe negotiations or having to trade a player or fire a coach or deal now with this lockout situation, why do you do this?
CFMJ Mojo in Toronto.
After show when we return on the new Mojo Radio 640 Toronto.
Ever watch Jeopardy and say, I could take those guys? 640 Toronto, the new Mojo Radio, invites you to see how your mind ranks with the rest of Toronto. NTN presents the 640 Toronto Brain Game, Thursday nights, 7 p.m. at pubs and restaurants everywhere. It's one full hour of nonstop trivia, including a 30-minute Go Leafs Go Round. To find an NTN location near you, go to 640toronto.com. The 640 Brain Game, Thursday nights with NTN and 640 Toronto, the new Mojo Radio.
Now, 710. We never had in my school days. It's now CJRN, which used to be CHBC 1600. It's an information station now, and I'll give you a little bit of CJRN 710.
Welcome to Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, the honeymoon capital of the world. This is Tourist Information Radio, AM 710 CJRN.
Here is a little bit of CHWO 740 in Toronto.
Olivia Newton-John joining us here at AM 740. Hey, that is one of the CDs in that amazing collection that you could win from Universal that we are giving you a chance to tune in for next week here on AM 740. And of course, we get all the details on that down at our AM 740 location, Heritage Court entrance at the Canadian National Exhibition, where a lot of the gang are already busy today. And I believe Norm Edwards is going to be checking in from that venue a little later on here on the drive home as well. So we kind of look forward to that. And it's a big day, Seniors Day at the Canadian National Exhibition. They had the big free breakfast for all the seniors crowd earlier this morning in ideal weather conditions, I might point out, and a very good crowd on hand for it all. So that turned out good. And speaking of weather,
AM 740 weather.
Come on.
This is 820 CHAM in Hamilton, Ontario. This station did not come on the air until about around the early 1980s, and they play country music. They call themselves Cham Radio.
Yesterday's favorite, 820 Cham. There's music from Kenny Chesney. There goes my life. Also heard from the Dixie Chicks in there as well. And wide open spaces. 17 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's Dave Andrews with you. 25 degrees outside our studios right now. It is another gorgeous day. Speaking of the Dixie Chicks, which we just heard in there, I would have thought we'd have seen the Dixie Chicks at the Republican National Convention, at least with Michael Moore on the outside. But who knows? I thought it would have been a great opportunity for them. But I guess that's as political as I'm going to get today. Oh, just to let you know, George W., the commander-in-chief himself, will be the guest of honor tonight at the Republican National Convention. I can't wait to see what kind of audio snippets we have to play with tomorrow morning. With the 820 Channel All Day Traffic Watcher, Stephanie Sabrin.
Thank you, Dave.
CJBC in French.
Soleil, à Kitzbühel, Waterloo, des nuages 23. À Windsor, 26 degrés du soleil, comme à Sarnia, 26 ensoleillé. London, 24 degrés avec du soleil, comme à Sainte-Catherine aussi. Et Kingston, 20 degrés, principalement ensoleillé. Hamilton, des nuages, 23. Et Peterborough, plutôt ensoleillé en ce moment, 20 degrés.
Here is CHML 900 on the dial in Hamilton.
Only on Hometown Radio, AM 900 CHML, Hamilton's news talk leader.
Here is WBEN in 930 on the dial in Buffalo, New York.
Station that's always here when you need it most. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930 WBEN.
The road to the White House.
Here is... We now go to WROC in Rochester. However, when I was in school, it was WBBF. Its original call was WARC back in the 30s and 40s, and they got changed roughly around 1952-53 when it went from WARC over to WBBF, but it's now WROC in Rochester.
The college football season shifts into full gear tonight with nearly two dozen games, including number 20 Utah hosting Texas A&M. The Hurricane Francis is wreaking havoc with Florida's sports schedule. University of Florida is postponing its football season opener against Middle Tennessee State. Miami Dolphins may reconsider whether to travel to New Orleans. This is CNN.
Here is a little bit of WNED NPR in Buffalo, New York.
Weekday mornings and afternoons on WNED, AM 970.
President George W. Bush's campaign speeches emphasized his commitment to the war against terrorism.
I will never relent in defending America, whatever it takes.
990 Legends, WLGZ.
Nature Boy on Legends, 990, 52 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. And I'm Maggie Strickland with you until 6 o'clock this evening on a beautiful, beautiful day it is. So Thursday, it's just gorgeous out there. Looking forward to this long weekend. It's going to be beautiful as well.
Here's a little bit of CFRB in Toronto, 1010 on the dial.
There's just no way of knowing, and the reason of that is because it causes accidents. You can't tell me you believe. Do you believe that you can smoke and drive?
Well, having, you know, never done my own test, I can't speak for really. I'm a little doubtful that I just think on average it's a bad idea. Let's put it that way.
Now we go to WYSL 1040 on the dial in the Rochester area.
With your metro traffic, I'm Ed Britton on WYSL News 1040.
Meteorologist Rich Cornelius has tonight mainly clear skies, low of 59. Friday, partly sunny, milder, high 83. And Saturday, partly cloudy, cooler, high 77.
We now come to the other Toronto station, 1050 CHUM. It's been around for years, like it seems. I've used to listen to CHUM usually on the weekend. Sometimes they would hit play some of the stuff. A lot of it was Canadian, too. You don't get to hear that much anymore. But it's now Chum Oldies.
I'm Deborah Edwards with a 1050 Chum update. Another pleasant evening and a mixture of sun and cloud again tomorrow. A slight chance of showers. The low tonight, 14. Tomorrow's high will be 28. A year after allegations into the operation of the meatpacking plant in Elmer, Ontario, charges have been laid against three people and the company. The charges include selling meat unfit for human consumption and false labeling, criminal charges under the Federal Food and Drug Act. The accused are the company president and two workers.
On 1040, we get WCJW Country, which is in Warsaw, New York. Here's a little bit of WCJW in Warsaw.
For Cleveland 5-3, Toronto, Baltimore, Chicago, Kansas City, and Minnesota were all winners. Ray Canterbury, USA Radio Network Sports.
Count on us to deliver news you can use. Newswatch 1140.
WJW at EZNet. That's the letter E, the letter Z, N-E-T. EZNet.net. WCJW at EZNet.net. Very simple. Here's Jimmy Wayne and I Love You This Much.
Here's a little bit of WHAM Wham 1180 in Rochester.
Temperature dropping through the 60s.
I'm sure you've seen these protesters. There have been some security breaches, by the way. These people have gotten in the convention.
WHTK 1280 in the dial was originally WV as Victor E.T.
ESPN Radio Extra Point. How is anybody to make sense out of the fiasco we've witnessed in Colorado? Is anybody telling the truth? Start with Kobe Bryant, who said, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Then yesterday, I'm sorry. Followed by, they made me say that.
So join me this and every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on Rochester's only sports talk station, Hot Talk 1280 WHDK.
But nowadays on 1300, we have a station to be XRL in Lancaster.
I'm Jim Nowicki for Super Country 13 WXRL.
Super Country WXRL, now broadcasting with 5,000 watts of country power.
So we go to 1370 WXXI in Rochester.
A little bit of fog in some areas this morning. The rest of the day it's going to be mostly sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the low around 60. Sunday mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. And Labor Day, partly sunny, high around 80. At 21 minutes before 9 o'clock, we have 69 degrees in Rochester.
So we go to 1460, which I knew was WHEC, which later became WWWG, We Work With God. And now, from there, it goes to WHIC. Instead of HEC, it's HIC, similar to the old call, except they changed the E to an I. And it now means Holy Immaculate Conception. So let's have a little bit of 1460 WHIC in Rochester.
Hi, this is Dr. Colleen Kelly Mast. Thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
You're listening to WHIC 1460 AM, the Station of the Cross. We'd like to take a quick break and tell you what WHIC means. See, all East Coast stations have to have W. That's a given. Just like all Western stations have a K to start their call letters. The HIC, well, that's something we picked out ourselves. It stands for Holy Immaculate Conception. 1460 AM is dedicated to the Holy Immaculate Conception, and we here at Holy Family Communications thought you might be interested in knowing that. This is 1460 AM, WHIC, the Station of the Cross.
WBTA 1490 in Batavia.
And for the news you need and the music you love, unforgettable favorites on WBTA Batavia.
From ABC News, I'm Liz White. Florida's starting to feel the fringe of Hurricane Francis, with the thick of it expected tonight.
1520 is probably the best-known station that a lot of people listen to, KB Radio. So let's listen to the last thing that you'll hear on this market scope, KB Radio 1520 in Buffalo.
Little girls cherry, little cherry pie.
And some classic commercials you may remember.
Shop and save at Sadler's.
He just couldn't find any candy to make his train run.
Ain't no better with Coca-Cola.
And it all comes together with Buffalo's Hall of Fame personalities.
Sandy, move your fanny.
Sandy, be
Jack and John.
Welcome home, Buffalo, to KB Radio 1520. Danny Nemrod in the morning. A wide variety of KB classics all day long. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Welcome home to Buffalo's KB Radio 1520. WWKB Buffalo.
Thanks, Jan, and thanks to all of you who enjoy and appreciate what we do here at the DX Audio Service. I'd like to wish everyone and their friends and families a safe and memorable holiday season. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is George Washington from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I got some changes to report to the DX Audio Service. First of all, WIND in Chicago, which is 560, is now all talk radio, news talk radio. It used to be Spanish, but they changed format. As of Monday, the first of the month, they had changed format to talk radio, 560 in your dial on WIND in Chicago. WLTQ, which is 97.3, is now all rock format, the 80s and more. Rock station is the 80s and more. It used to be a light rock format, but they changed format last month. And also WEMP 1250 is a Christian station now, but they're going to be changing to sports sometime in November. I don't know what date it is, but it's going to be sometime in November. Those are the changes that are taking place in the Midwest area Milwaukee and Chicago. So there you have it.
Hello, Fred and members of the DX Audio Service. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. First of all, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Some personal news, I'll be going in for prostate surgery on December 3rd. It will be an in-and-out situation, a new procedure. There's no cutting and scraping. I'll go in the morning, go home at lunchtime. I got two mystery stations. Last evening on 840, I got an oldies station playing oldies. They said oldies 840 and 960. It faded out before I could get an ID. And on 880, a few weeks ago, I got a station playing the Air American Network, the Liberal Talk Radio Network, and it came in over WCBS for a couple of minutes, but I never got an ID. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hello, everybody, on the DX Audio Service line. This is John German of Elmira Heights, New York. When we come to 910 in February, the station is WGB is in Bravo, I is in India, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's been on the air since I can remember, and it used to be CBS. I've forgotten what it is now. And because all the stations, there's five in that area. There's WEJL 630, WARM 590, I'm sorry, which used to be, I think that was ABC, and then WEJL 630, WGBI 910, WILK 980, and WOGY 1300. I think it's more the newest one that ever came on. I'm not sure. But those stations, when we come to WGBI, take note that that used to be CBS, and I think it's on a different network now. And I want to wish everybody a blessed holiday, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And also, one of the greatest Christmas presents I could ever have is be able to have the NRC Club Convention in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I would really love it. And I'm sure I could get a hold of Ed Jacobus and have something work something out and get down there. It would be easy for me to get to.
Hi there, Audio Service members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin on Thursday, November the 11th, Veterans Day. About a couple of weeks ago, I was surfing the Internet looking at various radio websites for air checks and interesting things, and I found a collection of things from a station called WOKE in Charleston, South Carolina. What I learned about them is that they were 1340 on the dial, and I heard various jingles, sounders, and IDs. And also on that site, there were some interesting ads that the station had for Living Wills. And there was a hymn or prayer of the day or for meditation that they used to play before they signed off. But it was about 3 minutes long. Also on there was the last minute of operation. Apparently the station went dark, and my question is, what type of station were they? What format were they? What kind of music did they play? And being that the station's no longer on the air now, what are they doing now? What's on the 1340 spot in Charleston? Does anybody know?
Hi, everybody, and happy holidays. This is Audrey Levine in New York City. I just came back from a wonderful vacation down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I had the opportunity to visit a radio station known as WCOM 103.5, which is actually in a shed. It's one of those community low-power FM radio stations, and the station has no commercials, and it's continuous music, various types, and the only time they take a break from the music is to announce that this is community radio, WCOM, Carrboro, North Carolina, which is just outside Chapel Hill, the next town over. I just thought that would be interesting, and we did go. My friend took me over there during the day, and there was just one engineer, and he's not a volunteer, but he's the only one there to see that all of the machinery is working properly. Happy, healthy holidays.
Hi, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I wonder if you would discuss in the next letter, or maybe the letter after that, about reception is better in some parts of the country as opposed to other parts of the country. For example, in Denver, I wonder if FM reception is much better than normal or a little better than normal. How about AM reception as well? For example, in one part of Miami, I seem to get stations a lot better than another part of Miami on the AM band. And the FM, too, it seems to be the same way. Is that common? Are the reception basically the same throughout the country as you know, how far you can get stations, or is it basically the same? I realize this is not a radio question, and I hope you'll make this an exception. There was a station in Buffalo, New York, Channel 17, that came on the air about 1956, and they were NBC, and they went off the air in about the spring of 1958. I believe it was a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, because they lost money. And they were off the air for 3 years, and then they came on the air in 1961. And I actually remember when their schedule, when they first came on the air, after they were NBC. You know, they came on the air as educational. It wasn't called PBS at that time. It was educational, and I actually remember their schedule throughout the whole day. But the thing is, I wonder if anybody knows their call letters, what they were when they first started NBC, and from that time till they went off the air in 1958 and then came back in the air 3 years. The call letters are now WNED, but I don't know what their call letters were when they were NBC in Buffalo. Does anybody know? Thank you very much.
Yes, this is Ken Honestjock calling in on November the 18th. Mike Dugan up in Wisconsin called last month and asked about 850 WAIT, Crystal Lake, Illinois, 50 miles northwest of Chicago. It is owned by Newsweb and runs a real strange variety of English and Spanish programming for a white bedroom community out in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I don't listen to it too much, but it is really strange because it is just mainly a suburban town, and Newsweb just prefers to run it with English and Spanish programming. So that's it. Hope that satisfies you, Mike. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Jones, Elmira Heights. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. May next year be a good DX year, despite the IBOC problems and the electric, the street light problems.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, the new station in Toronto on 1610 that was mentioned on the last tape, I'm getting it sometimes, but there's kind of a hum coming with it. And I was talking to Dave Watmow in Hamilton last night, and he lives a little bit closer to Toronto than I do, and I don't think he's getting it much stronger. I don't think he's having a hum with it. I'm sorry to hear that Ross Porter was fired after 28 years with the Dodgers. I understand the Cubs are interested in him. And, of course, the Cubs have done very well beefing up their broadcast department. Bob Brimley is going to come back on TV. I don't know who their main play-by-play announcer is going to be, but they would do very well to get Ross if they can. The Skywave has been bad for about a week and a half. Now, the last two nights has come back up much better, but I understand there has been an aurora effect, and it's really messed things up for a while, but things are starting to get somewhat better. And about the year ahead, I just want there to be peace. I certainly hope that this nonsense will stop. I wish, though, that the president, after he declared an end to the fighting over there, had not left all these kids over there to be in harm's way and some of them not come back. That's my regret. Well, I just found out tonight that the Chicago Cubs have hired a new TV play-by-play announcer, Eddie Casper. He has been doing pregame and postgame shows for the Green Bay Packers in football, and also had been doing some basketball broadcasting for Marquette University in Milwaukee. And CIGM 790 in Sudbury, Ontario, a country music station, they're playing now from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as today. So they've expanded their playlist.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The number is 419-224-1609. 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. And I should make mention that the number might change in the near future. I'll let you know when it does. That's for several reasons. First of all, our musings machine is getting very, very old. If you're into computers, you're going to gasp when you hear this. Believe it or not, the Musing system runs on an 8088. That's an XT computer, vintage 1980s technology, and it's getting time to replace that piece of equipment. So we're going to have to think about what we're going to do with that. Along with that, it's getting very popular, packet IP telephone. And I might be switching over my telephone service to the new IP telephone system, which means that you'll basically call up one number, and then from that one number, you'll be able to press a button to either speak with a human, that'd be me, or you can call the Musings line. So we're not sure when that's going to take place, but that's going to be in the near future. Also, we just found out that we have a new area code here in the area, and we might be changing our area code. So all this stuff might come down at one time or another. We'll let you know ahead of time so you don't get stuck and not able to play some Muse. But until then, just keep that in the back of your mind. I didn't want to read this article until after the U.S. national election because I didn't want to influence anyone's thinking in the election, nor did I want to appear that I was giving preference to one candidate or another. However, you all know my views on consolidation of broadcasting because it has muddied the waters significantly, taken away a lot of public service, and to be quite frank with you, it's made radio very mediocre. So I was very pleased to see at least one candidate come out and actually say something on the issue. This article appeared in TVWeek.com. It was titled, "Kerry Opposes Media Consolidation," and it was written by Doug Hallion. Democratic presidential candidate Senator John Kerry, Democrat from Massachusetts, said Thursday that if elected, he'll oppose further consolidation of the media industry. He said, quote, "I'm against the ongoing push for media consolidation. It's contrary to the stronger interests of the country," unquote. In remarks at Unity 2004, a conference for minority journalists in Washington, D.C., Senator Kerry also vowed to staff the Federal Communications Commission with officials who share his thinking on the issue. He said, "I will pursue a policy that tries to have as diverse and broad an ownership as possible," unquote. Senator Kerry also went on to say, quote, "It's critical to who we are as free people. It's critical to our democracy," unquote. Senator Kerry also said that he was unhappy that the major broadcast TV networks have offered only limited coverage of the Democratic National Convention, and he used their decision to limit live coverage as an example of why the consolidation of power in the media industry is bad for the public. He said, quote, "I thought Barack Obama gave a brilliant speech. America missed it. My wife gave, I thought, a superb speech. These were moments that I think America ought to share. If we're going to be a strong democracy and it's all driven by money, we're in trouble. I'm going to make sure we have diversity," unquote. He also added, "I understand the world has changed with cable and internet and the number of outlets that we have. But notwithstanding that, the concentration of power still remains, I think, a very significant issue," unquote. In his formal remarks, Senator Kerry said, "Only 4.2% of radio stations and 1.5% of TV stations are currently owned by minorities." He said, quote, "As president, I will expand the opportunities for people of color in the media by appointing FCC commissioners committed to enforcing equal employment and ensuring that small and minority-owned broadcasters are not consolidated into extinction," unquote. And that article appeared in TVWeek.com. Now let's take a look at PageWatch. We haven't done that in a while. Well, we have a couple different radios to profile on this edition. First of all, let's jump over to AES, which is Amateur Electronic Supply. They have four different locations throughout the United States: Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cleveland, Ohio, Orlando, Florida, and Las Vegas, Nevada. That's not necessarily an endorsement, but I have purchased a couple different ham radio things from their Cleveland store, and I've talked to Bruce. Nice guy, has done me well, and I sure enjoy my new Yaesu HF all-band radio. So let's move on with some of the DX stuff that they have available, which, by the way, some of the 2-meter mobiles are getting down in price. I noticed a couple different models under $150, so you might want to think about that if you have a chance to put a 2-meter mobile in your car. But let's look at broadcast band stuff for now. The one thing that was very interesting in their sale flyer was the Grundig FR200 Emergency Crank Radio. Now, this is an AM-FM shortwave radio. It's the world band receiver with a built-in flashlight, hand crank power generator, and rechargeable battery pack. 90 seconds of cranking provides up to an hour of radio play. It operates on 3 AA batteries or an AC adapter, neither of which are included, but they're very easy to come by at either AES or just a plain old Radio Shack. The dimensions of the radio is 6.8 inches wide by 5.8 inches high, and 2.1 inches deep. And it weighs approximately 1 pound and 5 ounces. And the price of these crank-up radios has come way, way down. Price is $39.99. Radio Shack also has a couple nice portables, which I saw in their flyer, and one of which is a Grundig little pocket shortwave radio. I don't have the actual model number of the radio here, but what you want to ask them for is the 12-830. Now, this radio has AM, FM, stereo, and it also tunes 6 international shortwave bands, which unfortunately I don't have which bands those are. It has a nice little belt clip on it and a leather pouch. The radio sells for $29.99, and again, it's their part number 12-830, and it requires 2 AA batteries to run that radio. And finally, I was in one of the back pages of the Radio Shack catalog and found that they're now offering a neat little radio which has a CD player. And what's kind of novel about it is what it can play. This is a Panasonic AM-FM tuner with 30 presets, has up to 60 hours of play on one set of batteries. It will play CDs, CDRs, RWs, and also plays MP3 music that's recorded on a data CD. It's a portable anti-skip CD player. Sometimes they call them Walkmans or Discmans. And it's approximately about the size of a 45 RPM record. And I would say it's probably close to about an inch thick. It comes with a pair of headphones, and it requires 2 AA batteries. The part number for this radio and CD player is 42-6046. And it costs $59.99. If you happen to pick one of those up, let us know how it performs on the AM and FM band. I'm always a little bit leery about some of these small radios, but sometimes you never know. And that's Page Watch on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Well, it's not often that I have a chance to read an article out of my hometown newspaper that pertains to something the DX Audio Service members might enjoy. But this article was in the reminiscing section of the Lima News newspaper, and it's titled The Smart Collector, Danielle Arnett. And this is a question and answer column, which apparently is syndicated, but this is the first time I've seen it. This was titled, Antique Radio Cabinets Are Beautiful, But Fixing the Radio is Tricky. Question. I recently inherited my grandfather's Majestic Model 15 radio. The grandfather clock cabinet has a label inside that reads Sherwood 156. How do I find out the value? And when it was made? How do I get it back into working order? Signed, Lloyd, from Tucson, Arizona. And Danielle writes back, "You have a great radio, Lloyd. Look on page 156 of Collector's Guide to Antique Radios, 6th edition, by John Schlosser and the staff of Radio Daze, spelled D-A-Z-E. It's $24.95 from Collector's Books, and you'll see it. Schlosser, founder and president of Radio Daze at www.radiodaze.com, a New York company that specializes in components and supplies for antique radios, identified the piece as a 1931 grandfather clock model. Fairly common from the mid-20s to the early 30s, radios with grandfather clock bodies were assembled and sold by several companies. The parts themselves were manufactured by still other companies. Unfortunately, the Depression wiped out most companies that made the tall clock radios and their components. Though heavy and bulky, the grandfather models were good quality," said Schlosser. "They are valued for both look and quality. And that brings us to what Schlosser calls the major appeal of the old wooden radio cabinets. The classic cabinets are good, solid furniture," he explained. "Produced during the heyday of mass-manufactured American furniture, they were so well made that today some strip out the components and use the cabinet as storage or bars or just furniture. There's another appeal. People love to listen to old radios because they remind them of a simpler time when people had to use their minds to imagine, visually, what the announcer or comic was talking about. Here's a caveat for readers with a non-operating old radio. Don't plug it in. That's the key," added Schlosser. "The capacitors were made with a wet process. The passage of time dries them out. People plug them in, and 5 minutes later, there's smoke, and all the old components are gone. They can be easily replaced. For repairs, Schlosser suggests a check of the local Yellow Pages for a radio repair service. An area VCR repair may also be able to suggest a contact. Check www.antiqueradios.com for a list of radio clubs nationwide and worldwide. Members know repair sources. There'll be one near area. www.antiquewireless.org is also worth checking out. So if you have an old radio, there you go. Get that old radio back online. And on our CPC test calendar, we have several tests which are going to be running here in the next month or two. WNTP on 990 will be testing on December the 11th, and WFIL 560 will be testing on the 8th of January. Also, WRIB 1220 continues to do a daily test from 0255 to 0305 in the morning. That's an automated test. You can try just about every night to listen for that. The WNTP test has several different modes of operation, from 1 minute past midnight to 30 minutes past midnight, 50 kilowatts daytime directional pattern, from 31 minutes after midnight to 1 o'clock, 5 kilowatts non-directional, and from 1 o'clock until 1:30 off-air to allow DXers in the other regions of the country to DX other stations on 990. Where is WNTP, you might ask? Well, that's the old Wibbage, WIBG 990, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Also in Philadelphia is another classic rock station which we'll be testing, although they're not rock and roll anymore, and that is WFIL. They'll be testing from 1 minute past midnight until 30 minutes past midnight with 7.1 kilowatts daytime directional pattern, from 31 minutes past midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, 2.5 kilowatts non-directional. From 1 o'clock until 1:30, they'll be off the air to allow DXers in their region to DX other stations on 560. Programming for those stations will be Morse code IDs, voice IDs, tones, marching music, Stars and Stripes Forever, Washington Post March, Liberty Bell March. That's the old, by the way, Monty Python theme. And you'll hear some sweep tones like we use for the WNRC test, as mentioned on our last edition. So if you heard that little sweep tone, you might want to listen for that as well. Again, WFIL 560. That'll come up January 8th from 1 minute past midnight to 1:30, and then WNTP 990 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That will be on the 11th of December from 1 minute past midnight till 1:30. If you don't happen to hear the station, or you do hear the station, please write to them and thank them for running a CPC test. And if you have any suggestions for CPC tests, be sure to drop us a card here to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and we'll see if we can set up a test for a station that might just be able to be heard around the world. You never know. Speaking of tests and alerts and stuff like that, if you don't have access to the internet, but you want to find out about last-minute DX tests that are scheduled, you can join Les Rayburn's Flash Alert System to receive notice about late notice tests and special event tests. Just send Les 10 or more self-addressed postcards, and he'll be sure to keep you up to date and even notify you when you're down to the last 5 cards. Send your cards to Les Rayburn, R-A-Y-B-U-R-N, 100 Centerview Drive, Suite 11, Birmingham, Alabama, 35216-3748. And that way you can keep in touch with all those tests that happen to be scheduled at the last possible moment. That's our CBC report. And that just about wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service for yet another month and another year. We'll see you in the January 2005 edition with hopefully a lot more to present to you in the way of news and information concerning radio. Before I dash out of here, I need to thank a few people who have helped me in 2004 put on what I consider a great magazine. Their talents and also their passion for radio are unsurpassed. And I'd like to thank Bill Hale, John Bowker, Mark Durenberger, Ken Honestchuk, Phil Wayne, and you, the members. Those of you who have contributed information to the National Radio Club, or perhaps even put together a column, sending information that we can use and share with people, and that's what the DX Audio Service is really all about. On our next edition, we're going to have some details about a couple new publications that we're coming out with. I think they're going to be very exciting, and I think you're going to love them. So we'll leave that until January. It'll keep you in the lurch, wondering what we're up to, huh? But until then, 73 Good DX, get out and support radio. And before we dash out, here's a little live performance recorded at 30 Rockefeller Square by a band that I just love, Chicago. And they're going to take us out on this edition of the DX Audio Service. See you later.
make a move. Now you know what you want to. Rhythm gonna put the woman in the mood. Now you know what you want to. In the mood.